Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies to TV shows that we're so obsessed with right now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana.
And I'm Sammy, and today we have a lot to discuss in the pop culture world, as Jordana might say.
I'm quite excited.
We have a lot of pop culture information to talk about.
What's new with y'all?
I wanted to say I might Irish exit this podcast towards the end because I have to run to the train to Philly. Is Philly something that people can say if they're not from there?
Or yes. Like,
is that cool? Is that
I feel like people don't say Philadelphia. Yeah, like, people, right. I'm going to Philadelphia.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, when I was promoting the show, I was like, is it weird to say Philly? Is that like,
I hear you.
Is it un-Philly? You
know, I know, because I feel like with San Francisco, like.
Someone yelled at me for saying San Fran on San my Fran stories once.
San Fran's uncool. And I think SF is like maybe acceptable.
I think I'm SF not really, is acceptable.
I think it is. I'm not positive, but.
Okay, I don't actually say San Fran aloud. I just wrote it on my story once because it's shorter.
Hey, well, that's the thing.
You're using abbreviations.
And also SF doesn't, to me, it's not obviously San Francisco. Could it's be obviously initials. Sammy Fishbein.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly.
No longer. The defunct SF, yeah. Sammy Fishbein. I think I've been called out for the San Fran thing before too, which
is so embarrassing.
I'm always a little embarrassed to like say, you know, put anything on the story, but I feel like Philadelphia sounds very formal.
Right. It's like, excuse me, Mr. Philadelphia.
I'll be
like,
in Philly. No, I think you could say I'll be in Philly. Like, it's just Philly like a cute little nickname. It's an endearing nickname for Philadelphia.
How about this? I'm sure there are Philly people listening right now. You tell us what we should say so we don't sound like absolute frauds.
In the review, perhaps.
In a review.
With a 5-star.
With a 5-star. We have good. I wrote down good reviews to read today.
Yeah. Same.
And if you are in Philly and you would like to come to the U Up live show tonight, there are still a few tickets left. If you're hearing this, it's 5. You better run. You better make moves because the show starts at 7:30. But if you are in Philly, come see it. It's such a fun show. We have so many people coming on stage, which is the more people we get on stage, the better the show. And in Philly, every segment has someone coming up.
Where is it in Philly?
It's at Franklin Music Hall, 7:30. There's still time. Come see us. It's always a fun show. And if you are not in Philly, if you're in New York, D.C.
I'm so excited for the New York show.
I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing. New York, D.C. and Boston, we are going to be Thursday, Friday and Saturday next week. Not in that order. You can look it up. But
Google it, bitch.
Yeah, Google it. Come to those shows. And Sammy and Aileen will be there. And it's going to be really, really attraction. Fun. Yeah.
And if you go, we're like the Disney characters in the audience.
Ooh. Right. Yeah. Betches world.
Yeah.
Betches
but
world.
If you're listening and you are in Philly, you could be on the other end of Jordana's Irish exit. So just.
You could be.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
As they say.
Say hello say, I just ran out my door.
Yes. And to get any of those tickets, betches.co/uup live. Betches.co/uup live.
Maybe if I leave now, I can make it to Philly.
Okay, so I'll just host the show myself.
I haven't even left.
No, I mean after we do our work jobs today.
That's true. You don't have to be there for hair and makeup. You know what I discovered, just on a more personal note before we get into today's wildly exhaustive pop culture?
Yes, yes.
Is that I hate trying on clothes and I hate shopping and I never want to do it again. Last night, I was like trying on outfits for the show tonight.
You just realized that?
I mean, I've always kind of realized it, but I've always kind of like fought it because it just feels very like unfeminine to be like, I don't like shopping and I don't like trying stuff on and I don't like, it just seems like, I think I've never wanted to be that person.
Yeah.
But last night I was just like, I don't want to, I'm like trying on all these outfits for tonight's show. And I'm just like, I don't, you have to take off the clothes. You have to put them on. You have to take them off.
I think you just pick one outfit and wear it at every show.
Can I do that?
Yes.
You could.
Jared wears a fucking black t-shirt every time.
A lot of comedians
Taylor Swift change outfits?
She changed
But
outfits.
That's like part of the show.
Yeah, like
you're, right. That's a performance.
Your fashions are not like necessary. They're not, it's what you say that matters. It's not what you wear. That
Holly says she has 16 costume changes.
Thank you, Holly.
Holly hates us every time we have a fact incorrectly.
That's Taylor Swift. No, Taylor Swift changes her costume different shows, between the shows, 15 times. But that is also like part of the point because it's different eras, so you have different costumes. Most comedians and people who do shows like you do, unless the costume is like the point, I think they kind of just Agreed. Wear like the same right. thing.
You but you're blend not, in.
I'm I think with you
should wear you. One for every tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have Etro design it like they did Taylor's.
No, I think I wore a black bodysuit and jeans to the Chicago show. Yeah. So I think
you
I could probably
wear that again.
That.
Yeah. That's what every girl's wearing anyway.
Well, the issue is my next three shows after this show are all in a row. So it might get a little stinky.
Just buy
You could
another
get the same bodysuit. Yeah. You could wear the same bodysuit. Everyone wears the same jeans over and over again.
But here's disgusting, the thing.
So. I am with you. Right. You could actually wear the same bodysuit as part of the show. Just like that's your costume.
And that wouldn't be uncool.
No, it would be aligned with your disgusting brand. But I do think I'm with you, Jordana. I love shopping, first of all, but I hate trying things on. I don't enjoy clothes shopping for that reason because I agree with you. Like the act of like putting things on and sort of adjusting yourself, it just feels so like, okay. Like
right.
And what?
And then you have like, to what, like the big reveal,
right? And right. Oh, the shirt is on, right? And now I have to like, maybe to enhance the outfit, I need to like fuck around with accessories. And there's nothing more annoying than like tucking, untucking, belt, earrings, necklace. Like you're gonna make me clasp these tiny little necklaces
just to try it on.
Just to try it on. Yeah.
That's the hardest part of this. I love doing these shows. And the hardest part is just finding out.
Getting dressed.
Now I'm going to take, now that I've gotten the okay by my fellow head betches, I'm going to.
I give you full permission. Not that you need it, but if you wanted it.
But then when you do find a good outfit, you're like, oh, yes, this is amazing. And I know it fits.
But then you want to wear it over and over again.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, well,
as you should.
That's what.
You know, back in the day, women had like dressers, like the rich women.
Yes. Yes.
We need to bring that back.
I think more women were dressers than had dressers. Yeah, just right. by like the way things, you know.
Yeah.
How many That's dressers a question, does a though. Fucking woman need?
If you could bring back one thing from like 1850, what would it be?
From like Downton Abbey?
Oh my God.
Like obviously there's a lot of messed up stuff that happened back then. But if you could keep something from that era, like, what would it be?
Nobody wants to bring the plague back.
No, obviously no one wants to bring slavery back. No one wants to bring women not having sort of rights.
What can we bring? What can we bring?
You know what I would bring back? I would bring back the fact that like no one can keep tabs on each other. I think that is like the most beautiful thing. That
so the
people
internet.
It's like kind You're of the to... internet, but it's kind of the internet. Yes, kind of the internet, but not really the internet. More so like the constant like security and ability to like for not like
you want to send
security.
Letters as methods of correspondence.
Like I just wish that like
maybe
I just kind of wish that like you could change your identity if you wanted, like, and like no one would be like, oh, no, like, let's
there's
like
no
I like the idea
there's no fingerprints.
No, there, okay, technology. I like the idea that like a person could just sort of disappear and you might not hear for them for a while, and that's okay, and you might encounter them a decade later, you know, maybe they've changed their name. No, I'm like,
this is very specific.
I'm not
Sammy.
Really serious about that. No,
are you trying to run away from something you did?
Not a lot about this.
She wants to wipe her slate clean.
No, it's not like that. I want to. It's more like the idea that like a person could like exist, could you know, live in New York, and then they could kind of like go to California and like make new friends, and like you don't have to necessarily change your name in the situation.
You have to update
Sammy,
your feed.
It would take you like. like a year to get to California, though.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's part of the fun. No one's fucking bothering me. I'm not in a rush. No one's like, fucking wagon. Sammy, where are your deliverables from your trip?
Oh my God, this is sponsored. Sammy.
This trip across the Oregon Trail is sponsored.
That's not. You would hate this so much. You'd be like,
no,
it.
Humans
You'd
adapt. Be like, oh my I'd be God, fine. I mean,
this inn is so like shitty. Like there's no.
You'd be like, this horse just keeps shitting.
Okay, then here's the thing. Humans adapt, so I wouldn't know any different. I wouldn't have ever been to like,
you'd be like, it's so hot. Where is the AC?
No, I wouldn't know. There would be no AC.
I don't know.
I just
know.
Like the idea of like that there's a little more mystery and anonymity. And I wish we could get some mystery and anonymity back. Like, I find it really fucking creepy that I have watched influencers' children go from age 0 to 10. And like, I've never seen them in person.
Less voyeur.
Yeah,
culture.
Like I wish that there, like,
well, we could just go back a few decades for that.
Well, right. Well,
a couple.
I would bring back the farm fresh foods that were home and locally grown.
No yes, pesticides.
Less. Yeah, I agree.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
All right, we have a Taylor Swift story. It's has nothing to do with Matt Healy. Well, actually,
it kind of does,
but it's not
adjacently.
It's adjacent, Matt Healy adjacent. But they've broken up.
Yeah, they're supposedly separated.
Yeah, but there's pictures that were like leaked of Taylor Swift at this like at this club called Casa Cipriani, which, you know, I didn't even know existed. Did you?
I did, but I have never been.
Well, yeah, it's like a member. It's like a very, very exclusive membership club with like top celebs like Leo, Naomi Campbell, because they have like a strict no pick policy. And but what happened was people took some pics of Taylor with Matt Healy and they posted them. And apparently at least three members got kicked out for taking pics of her.
And Taylor left.
It says that she left, but the club denies that she left.
Interesting. I mean,
but two members were permanently banned. One was only suspended. Yeah.
I think that's true. I think that's true of anyone. Yeah. Anyone who takes pictures in those places where they're like not supposed to take pictures, I think that's like sort of the known rule that you do get kicked out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I've famously never seen a photo at Soho House. I have no idea what it looks like.
Are you joking? You're joking, right?
Of course, there's a million.
Well, I think it's probably because you've only seen photos of like people that are not famous.
Well, there are places that are like
that much.
Yeah,
there are places that are really strict. Like you actually cannot even take a photo of you.
Yeah.
Like it's a little bit embarrassing. I do have to say, it's a little embarrassing for New York that Taylor can't get privacy here. Like this would never happen in LA. At the places they have, like people really respect it, mm-hmm. and I find it a little embarrassing for our city.
Yeah.
That she was not afforded the same respect at our private members clubs.
Yeah. Agreed.
You know, maybe they need some more upstanding members like ourselves.
She needs to travel strictly in suitcases from now on. And that is it. She needs to eat from the suitcase.
I mean, here's the thing, though. If you saw Taylor Swift with her supposedly ex-boyfriend at this place and you were at this place, I don't think I would publish it, but I definitely like would kind of want to pick.
I would take a pic, but I text everybody.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take a pic. I'd be too afraid.
It'd be traced back to you. Yeah. And then you'd be like, don't show anyone, but.
I'm too afraid of the authority of Casa Cipriani.
I would just text to be like, here's my contemporaneous notes about seeing Taylor Swift.
It's so funny that people who was not banned, they're suspended. They have to reapply as their punishment. Like, what are the chances they're going to get back in? Like, zero.
I don't know. It depends how,
depends how much money they have.
Yeah. How much money Casa Cipriani needs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Anyway.
I want to go now. I want to see it.
Now I want to go. Exactly. It's actually good publicity for them.
It's like, it's not. It's like, it's really not.
Well, it's like, what are they supposed to do if you sneak a picture? How are they supposed to control that?
They would come over to you and they'd say, delete it.
So there's supposed to be someone watching every single table to see if they're taking pictures constantly.
I was at a concert.
Yeah.
Well, I was at this like violinist concert with my mom and they said no pictures at all. Like you can take pictures, but you can't film it because they want to like keep the integrity of the show so people would continue to go. Mm-hmm. And there was like three people policing the whole thing. And I saw all these like older ladies like taking these hilarious videos with like, you know, just for forever. I'm like, just watch it. What do you need to take a long 50-minute video for? People were policing. They're like, get off your phone, put it down.
If you do that at like a comedy show, if you take any video at a comedy show or even like Jared show, like people will say like, delete that.
Well, that's the product. Yeah. Like you don't want someone getting the product for free when it's like, they have to.
Well, I think the product at Casa Cipriani is privacy. So they're like, oh, we have to be really serious. So when Leo comes, he's not going to be like worried about, you know, which 23-year-old he's going to be photographed.
Right. Oh my God.
It's so hard to find good private elite clubs.
You know, just like go to your, do these people not have
guys
homes?
Well, no, that's the whole point. It's like now everything is like very much sequestered to their homes, but like if they want to go out, that's what these places are for. But wait, guys, have you seen pictures of Leo and his new GF, his girlfriend?
What did they look
like? It's getting really I told you this, Jordana, that I felt really creeped out. It's just like getting a little much. Like he's getting, as Taylor Swift says, you keep getting older but your lovers stay the same. Like she's 23. The pictures that they posted, whatever, page six or whatever, as savage as they are, they posted pictures where she looks quite young. And it feels petty. Like,
ooh, she's like just out of college.
Pedo-y. Like, I'm sorry. It's weird. I don't like it. It's getting too far. It's going too far. Please stop.
He would get like a lot of credit if he just dated like a 28-year-old.
I know.
He needs to see a therapist.
it's uncomfy. I don't like seeing it as a woman, especially. Like, they're young. They're really young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're technically not minors, so.
No. And right, but they are so close to being fucking minors.
They don't even realize how close they are.
They're far closer to being minors than he
to
is.
To death.
than he is, you know, like it's just too, you're running it too close to the edge, and that's what makes me uncomfortable. It's like, why do you need to do that?
Like, well, he clearly has some sort of complex that he could work out with a therapist.
Taylor,
as he should.
Taylor will have a lot of words on such a matter in her new Speak Now, which is out next month. But I have a question:
Did she date him?
No, but she dated John Mayer at 19, famously, and and her whole thing is how he like. They all fucked with her and whatever. Anyway, but if you could be, just a hypothetical, if you could be the therapist of any celebrity, who would it be?
Oh my God.
I have to think of mine.
For like entertainment, right? Not like for whatever, a challenging job.
whatever's most important to you in the job.
For me?
You know, do you want a challenge or do you just want to laugh?
I want entertainment.
Okay, so that's your choice.
But a lot of people who are really funny are deeply disturbed.
Right. So
like, I don't know if I want that burden.
Well, you know, I don't think you're okay. Let's say you have no liability.
Okay. I would love to be. I love Amy Schumer. I'd love.
Oh, I watched her special.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
I could talk about it if you.
I would be the Olivia Wilde, Jason Sudeikis couples therapist during their whole scandal last year. That's what I would choose.
I also recently, do you guys watch Dave on Hulu?
I've seen it before.
Oh my God,
funny.
The finale. I just watched the finale of the last episode and surprisingly, like no clue Brad Pitt was in it. And he's in the whole episode. And it was so good. Like, I can't even tell you how funny it was. Because you're just like, what the fuck am I watching? Like, why is Brad Pitt on my television right now? Dave. And I think I would like to be his therapist.
Dave's?
No, Brad Pitt's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
And you can find out some good shit about.
I would definitely be into that.
Just Brad Pitt's. To learn about, like, what it was like to go from fame back then to now. And then just, like, all of the shit with, like, Jennifer and Angie and, like, what actually happened on the plane and, like, what's the deal with their, like, Alien. Rosé farm.
I hope you're not saying this in your consult.
Oh, me? Yeah. These are the things that I want to know.
Oh, well, you could just ask, like, this news clipping, excuse me.
And I print it out.
Yeah. You come with, like, a book. Yeah. You come with a laminated binder.
On the subject of Leo, I kind of feel like Leo has had a vasectomy because there's no way that he wouldn't have gotten any of these women pregnant over the years, like at all.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, right? So you'd be Leo's therapist?
I feel like he should have some sort of child at some point by now, if not for that.
Perhaps. Maybe he is shooting blanks.
Or vigilant about protection. Who knows?
I feel like it's probably less.
I think part of the appeal probably of the younger ladies are that none of them want to have kids yet.
But they're very fertile. So lots of room for mistakes.
But But so maybe that's part of it. But I don't like it.
Don't you want to know whose therapist I would be?
Yeah, tell us.
How could you just not ask?
I thought you were just going to say.
Oh, so no. You were just asking so we would ask you.
No, I actually am still trying to decide, okay. But I'm just curious. Jordana, you didn't say who you want. Oh, you said you wanted to be a couple therapist.
Who are the contenders?
My contenders are Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Prince William.
Prince William is an interesting one.
I feel like I was thinking about Prince William. I feel like Selena Gomez sort of gave you her therapy session. On her special.
I don't believe that she did.
Highly edited.
I want to know, like, not just what's happening with her now. I want to know back.
Maybe I could be her couple's therapist with Justin Bieber back in the day.
You know who it would be really annoying to be the therapist for?
Who?
Tom Sandoval.
Oh, I know.
So annoying. It would literally just be like him just trying to manipulate you and tell you he's amazing and it's not true and like lie to you. And you're just like, all right, this is going nowhere. Bye.
Well, as part of the rewatch I'm doing with Dylan and we're doing the first season and Jax goes to a therapist in the first season because he doesn't want to, you know, he wants to get Stassi back and he wanted to leave Laura Lee. And he goes into the therapist.
He leaves her after AA.
Literally.
Was so fucked up.
It was so fucked up.
Yeah, so fucked
Sometimes
up.
Sometimes I just randomly think about how fucked up that was.
I know,
like,
randomly.
I just watched it like the other day and it's so fucked up. It's not just fucked up that he does it, but he's like, this doesn't have to be a big deal. We can just slow things down, but not the intimacy.
Immediately after she tells him her whole, like, horrible, she brings horrible him in life story.
To, like, a whole room.
To AA.
So the therapist was saying, like, a lot of times, she'll be like, did you lie to me in the session? Because a lot of times I'll have patients who are like, you know, in the beginning, I used to lie to you a lot. So are you lying to me now? And he's like, no. And then literally, not even 20 minutes of footage later, he comes clean about how he actually did. He actually did get a woman pregnant in Vegas and cheat on Stassi after he just told the therapist that he didn't.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I do agree with you. You get a lot of lies from a Tom Sandoval.
So many.
But I wouldn't mind being Raquel's therapist or Teresa Giudice's therapist.
No, I would never want to be Teresa Giudice.
It would be very difficult. It would be like banging your head against the wall.
The Gorgas. I would want to.
The family therapist. That would be too much work. I would need to be paid a lot of money.
It's just a challenge it's too late in life to undertake such a challenge. Don't want to handle it. The stress.
Too late in life, Lane. You were 33, 34.
That's what I mean. It's too challenging.
Too late in life?
Yeah.
Too late. Okay, we can't all be 23 like Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriends.
I know. Okay, wait. New news story breaking. Not really. Harry Styles and Miley Cyrus are front runners for the 2024 Super Bowl.
I could see them as a good couple. Do you see it? They're both a little they're both a little alt. They're both a little experimental. Maybe. I think they're both incredibly talented.
They're too similar.
You know,
I can't see the chemistry.
I do. I think they're both like I think they could maybe have a good time.
Perhaps. But they're not together. It says that they...
Oh, no. I'm just talking about a fantasy couple.
But I mean, the rumors aren't that like they're doing it together. They're like, it's either or.
That would make a good rom-com. Where they have to fight to who's going to be the Super Bowl performer, and then they end up falling in love and doing it together.
Who do you prefer? Who would you prefer be the
Miley.
Miley, because I always prefer a female vocalist to a male vocalist.
Has Miley done the Super Bowl before?
I don't think so. And she has more songs I'd rather hear. Party in the USA. Hello. Super Bowl fame.
I mean, I was about to say that. Like, that's such a great Super Bowl.
I know.
What a banger.
And she does live shows for the New Year's Eve for the last couple years. She brings out people. Although the first time she did it with Pete Davidson and it kind of sucked. This time she did it by herself and it was better. And some people are speculating that she could bring out Dolly Parton.
That would be cool.
I think she just would be more fun to watch perform, because
she's American.
Yeah, I was about to say Harry Styles is British.
America.
You know, it is. You don't get paid to do the Super Bowl. Mm. So, you know, maybe we should have Harry Styles do it because he is British.
No, because they make so much more money in other ways from the Super Bowl.
They really do.
I mean, if your name is even in the ring, then you do not need any money.
I just feel like Miley would put on a sick show. I mean, like Harry would probably do it and be like fun. There'd be like a lot of like fashion and all this kind of stuff.
He doesn't mind changing his clothes.
But yeah, he'd do like 100 outfit changes. Miley would just be really fun. She would like dance the shit out of that. And like would wear nothing and it would just be great.
This might not be a popular opinion, but I really do feel that all female performers on aggregate are more talented than male performers.
Hot take.
Harry Styles is one of the most talented male performers. But what women need to do
Bruce Springsteen, you think Harry Styles is one of the most talented male performers of all time?
No,
what about Michael Jackson?
Just now.
I'm talking about now. Like right now that we have. Like I think Harry Styles is one of the most talented. I think he's definitely like the most talented male performer we have now. But Bruce Springsteen, I also believe, is up there in terms of the male performers. But I'm talking about generally. Women performers have to work so much harder and be so much better at more things to get to the level that's equal to a male performer.
Yeah, well.
I hope Miley does on a roll. If she gets the job.
I hope she fucking comes in on a fucking wrecking ball.
From Black Mirror.
Takes out everybody.
A giant disco ball wrecking ball.
Yes. Oh, so good. I don't know if I agree about Harry Styles. He's definitely the biggest male pop star right now. Like, I happen to think Marcus Mumford is the best male performer.
I'm talking pop stars. I'm not talking like in the whole realm. I'm talking like top 40s.
Pop man.
Although the Mumfords could be on the top 40s. Also, they're a band. It's different than...
No, Marcus with his voice.
Oh, right. He's alone now.
Well, no. They're going on tour again without the fourth.
Oh. I don't think Mumford is doing the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no. Definitely not.
They could in future years as part of a group of performers.
You know, when I discovered them, we were sitting on the couch in college. It was 2011, and we were watching the Grammys, and there was like a tribute to Bob Dylan, and it was a bunch of like these folky bands, and I've never heard of Mumford, and they were one of them. I think that's when everybody discovered them, like mainstreamly, and. That could be cool, like a folky Super Bowl with like Bob Dylan vibes. Not that that's like really the Super Bowl vibe.
I don't think that's like
Bob Dylan is actually
like just Bob Dylan coming out on a wrecking ball.
But I don't think it's like high energy.
No, it's not.
Someone like just like
Bob Dylan is,
literally who I'm talking about when
I say that male performers can get away with. Like, yes, he is a great lyrics. I think I really like his music, but like that's why we have poetry when you have a voice like that.
I think Sheena Shea should do the Super Bowl.
That is one song. It took me like 3 weeks to realize that they're actually doing a commercial for a thing that you could buy. Uber One. It's like a subscription where you're to save on rides and eats savings. So I literally put together. I'm like, wait, should I get Uber One? And I'm now thinking about it.
Not putting it together at all.
Right. I didn't put it together whatsoever. But then I was like, wait, this is a product that they want you to sign up for so you could get cheaper rides and cheaper food deliveries. And maybe I should get it. This is not sponsored.
Who did an ad for that? I missed the beginning of this.
Sheena, Lala, and Ariana in every episode of Vanderpump Rules.
You guys watch the commercial?
It's not just a commercial. It's like a meme.
You guys watch No, it's like, it's there's a video of them like in a recording studio.
And it's funny. It's like camp.
I didn't watch the whole thing because that's why I didn't know it was a commercial for.
Oh, I know every word to the fucking song.
Oh my God.
It's to the tune of Good as Gold. I know every word at this point. It's actually embarrassing.
I hope Daisy Jones and the Six performs.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES. Okay, speaking of Vanderpump, did you guys see Jon Hamm and John Slattery? They were on Watch What Happens Live, and which is funny. And Jon Hamm recently, and many times you've heard that he's a big Bravo fan. He watched a lot of Housewives. He's a big fan of Jersey. He likes the Beverly Hills. He recently said he's a Vanderpumper. And so then he was on Watch What Happens Live with John Slattery, who is not a Bravo-er. But they made them reenact the parts of the reunion.
Yeah, it was the fucking funniest.
It was so
thing
funny.
Ever.
And yes,
Hamm's part, really.
Yeah, James. Yeah. Yeah, because John Slattery was like, I don't know what the fuck
he's
this
like,
is.
He's like, am I British? I'm not sure.
Why don't we insert the clip?
Okay, on your ready, fellas. You've always been an opportunist.
An opportunist? You cursed it, Kristen, to get on the show. Use my condoms. I've stood up for you.
You. I don't want you to stick up for me. You're a pussy-ass bitch. You're a clown. Your band sucks dick, you backstabbing hoe.
Am I supposed to have an English accent?
No, you're not.
No, okay. Get in my face again and I will fuck you up, motherfucker.
See, bitch. You're a worm with a mustache.
And see that.
But here's the thing, though. Recently, a lot of Kristen Doughty. I don't know how to say it.
Kristen Doody.
One more try.
Kristen Doody. D-O-O-D-Y.
Doubt.
Doughty?
Kristen Doughty.
Try another O sound.
Doughty.
Doughty.
Doughty. Doughty.
Kristen Doody.
Kristen Doody. Sounds like something James would call her.
Yeah. He probably did. Well, Kristen, this is about to get dark. I know you're like hysterically laughing. There have been allegations that Kristen had confirmed that James like physically.
Yes, that's what I was
going
to get to.
Okay,
I called her Kristen Doody.
Okay, cool.
Accidentally.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, yeah, she was on a podcast and she said like all the truth about James Kennedy is going to come out soon. Like, she alluded to the fact that he hit her or abused her allegedly. And that, like, all of this love for James Kennedy is temporary. And then I thought back to the moment in the reunion when, I don't know who asked what.
Sandoval mentioned the waitress.
The waitress?
James, like, inappropriately touched a waitress.
Maybe. It wasn't that, but it was
when
just
was
like,
drunk,
it was
like,
just,
drunk,
it was yeah. about James. Like, what about all the people that has James cheated on Raquel more than all those things? And we all know, like, he obviously did, but the way, like, you look at his face and he's so clearly lying and he's like, I have not yet. Like, the way that his face is, he's like, I don't want to go there. Don't go there. Don't make this about me. And then he gets really reactive and blows his fuse, like, in 30 seconds. And then you think about the way in which he does react, the whole reunion, everyone's like laughing and thinks it's funny, like poo-poo head.
She's like not funny. I thought Worm with a Mustache was way more creative. Move away from Poo Poo Head. Stick with the mustache joke, yeah. James.
Of course. He says really mean shit about women. Yeah. Calls them fat.
Remember Raquel's nose and how it was like crooked and how Lisa was like, what really happened with Raquel's nose? Mm-hmm. And she's like, James bumped my nose.
Yeah.
And then they went to Paul Nassif.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It just seems.
I don't know.
But to me, it's all alleged. But
yeah, I mean, it did happen.
The physical abuse alleged, but yeah. The verbal abuse you see.
Yeah,
it's very like it's on the show. It's I don't think anyone can deny that what he does is verbal abuse. He would. I mean,
the rage text.
Yeah, Raquel would say like he would text her like you're a slut. You're a whatever.
That's when
like,
he thought she was hooking up with Sandoval like years
no,
ago.
No, this well also, other stuff, yeah. Other guys, anything else like he was like yeah. I think the verbal abuse on the show is like very blatant, yeah. Very clear. Yeah. It's not in question. It's very like the physical stuff obviously would be terrible also, but like this is not in question.
And you can see how quickly he goes there, like just from even the last season when he pours the drink on Schwartz.
Yeah.
And like how quickly he'll just go like, oh, you.
Over nothing.
Absolutely. Like he gets hurt just for a second and he goes to the lowest dig you could. And he doesn't back down. He's like, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. I love you. And if he's here and he keeps saying, oh, I was 21 then. But like he's this way now.
Right.
It makes you really question.
Well, another thing that Kristen said was that I think the more concerning for the show itself, the allegation was that they knew that he had hit Kristen and they cut that out of the show. And then
she said that. Okay.
She said that. And she said that they showed him like, I think basically they had showed her like trying to get away from him and like pushing him away. Uh-huh. But she says that they cut where he had like provoked her first, mm-hmm. so that it made her look crazy and made her look like the abusive one. But in reality, and she really puts it on Lisa. She says that like Lisa's defending James because of their personal relationship, yeah. And that the show like knows he's abusive and just kind of.
I mean, Lisa yeah. has always, even from his verbally abusive behavior, has kind of protected him. Hasn't really like when Kate. I think there was a season where Katie goes like, James is like verbally abusing me. He keeps calling me fat. He keeps saying really mean things to me. And you let him keep working here.
In the first like episodes, she would defend Stassi, even though she was like fully bullying Sheena, bullying anyone who was in the restaurant. Like she has a history of defending people who she likes, but are not
anyone
who do things that are very.
Anyone who's good for the show.
Kristen was good for the show.
I think because Kristen
she didn't like her.
Anyway, I have like kind of pause about like celebrating James a little bit because I just hearing that and then kind of remembering, you know, just because he's quote number one guy in the group right now, it's like a temporary position.
I mean, that's not a good designation.
No,
the former one was Jax.
Obviously not. And it's sort of a joke, but it's almost like but people aren't really taking it as a joke.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. People actually feel like, oh my God.
He's funny. And then I see him and he's killing it at like a lot of these shows. There was like a huge line outside of Sir and he was like walking on like the divider and people were like cheering for him. So I don't know. I think who knows what's going to happen. I'm definitely excited for the next season.
Ryan Bailey said that he makes 50K a DJ appearance.
Yeah.
And that wow. Sandoval's band charges 25K, but you have to pay for like the hotel, the lodging, the sound, and like the setup. So you're paying like 25K, and then
so many videos of Sandoval's concerts that are just like really cringy.
Right, like I could get up on a stage and sing karaoke and put on like leather.
The fact of the matter is this entire scandal has been wonderful for all of their careers.
Yeah,
I think maybe besides Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
But besides that, they're all coming back next year. The show is maybe going to get canceled. They're going to be getting paid so much more for next year's season. They're like, regardless of any other endorsements that they have had. If anyone who watches Jersey, that's a
endorsement.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, awful thing to happen, but great for them personally. Every single person on that show.
I would love a Raquel tell all. That is what I'm waiting for. I want her to spill every fucking bean. And I is that what they spill?
Yeah, are you beans?
Yeah. I'm kind of like, I'm Scandivald out a little bit.
I am too. That's why I want to break. And then I want Raquel to come out.
In the future.
And then I want to see the season jump right in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and I also want to go to Something About Her and eat a fucking sandwich immediately.
It's bound to happen because you know that they're not going to get married. And I think once the girls realize that this is what we need to do to make like Sandoval, like the villain and Raquel can like say all the shit. Like we just kind of need to like go soft on her and not ostracize her. And then she's only protecting Tom because she doesn't have anyone else. Yes. And she said that. So once she feels safer to do that, I think she definitely will.
I also think that she, it doesn't seem like personally evil enough that she, that like, she will stay on the evil side.
Uh-huh.
Like she, even though what she did was truly diabolical, there is this feeling like she has like less, I don't know.
Emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm. And like, I do feel that there's just a little bit less cruelty with her than is in Sandoval.
It does feel like she was... I mean, everybody should take like accountability for their actions.
I think it's kind of cruel to like ask a person whose boyfriend you're fucking on camera.
If they think
how they feel about the fact that they're not having sex.
Well, you know what I think. You know what
I think that's kind of cruel.
I think she did a lot of cruel things, but I think that that Sandoval was presenting a different situation to her, and I don't think that she thought. I think she really believed that him and Ariana were over, and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was learning at that moment that like that was not true.
Yeah, I sense that there is like quite a bit of manipulation coming from Sandoval.
That's what I mean where I say it's like I don't think she did it with the knowledge that we thought she had.
Maybe
about
I think James is like really beat her confidence and her whole self-esteem into the ground. She dated him and was engaged to him for like 4 years.
Yeah,
and I think dating someone like that, imagine that person is your boyfriend, your fiance, mm-hmm. like that really does a number on you personally. And I think that could probably make you into someone who does bad things and is, but I don't think some of that stuff maybe was her idea, but I think that she is a product of where she's coming from.
She said that she, like, why Tom? And he made me feel seen. And it's because like he picked her up during a time where she was she had no confidence. And like, you can ignore a lot of shit. Like, you can ignore consequences when somebody is making you feel like good. If like, that's the only place that you seek or you find validation. You can't find it within. So you look without outside. And the only person that's giving it to you at once you've been stripped of all of it is this guy who happens to have a girlfriend. So right. Like,
who says that he's done with her?
Who says that he's done with her? But I'm not excusing her.
No. I do get a sense more and more, though, that I think she's not playing with a full deck that the rest of us, or that Tom Sandoval is playing with.
Tom thinks he's playing with.
No, he's playing with the full deck. I give him
more of a deck. A larger deck.
He's fully knows what he's doing in a bad way. He has nothing to excuse him.
For sure. Yeah, the way all the details of how he cheated on Ariana are really fucked up.
Yeah.
And if you guys are not Scandivald out, this coming Tuesday, we release an episode of Oversharing with me and Dr. Naomi, where Dr. Naomi kind of goes over like the thought process in the reunion of Lala and James, who I know got a lot of shit for kind of like the way they were piling on Raquel. And she kind of like goes over like what the motivations might have been there. So if you're not Scandivald out, check it out. Comes out on Tuesday. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club Razor Kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Are you fans of Olivia Rodrigo?
I'm Olivia Rodrigo.
I like her
leaning positive.
I like her two songs that I hear on the radio. The second one, even more, the one that makes me think of like my childhood listening
Driver's
to
Driver's License?
No, that's the first one.
That's like, what's the second one?
It's good for you. I fucking love that song.
The Paramore one.
It reminds me of Paramore.
She actually like credited Paramore, I think, with like a sampling credit for that song.
Oh, that's what I love about it.
Yeah. I mean, she did a bunch of things where she like credited a bunch of other artists for ideas. Uh-huh. Like Taylor Swift. There's also a question like Taylor Swift, like she credited Taylor Swift for like a verse where she like sang or she screamed like the bridge or something. Mm-hmm. And it's unclear if like Taylor wanted her to give the credit or if she went out of her way to give it. But either way, she's coming out with a new song, Vampire, on June 30th. I personally am very excited. I am a big fan of hers. Mm-hmm. And the way she announced it was that the image is like a side profile of her. And then you can see on her neck, there's like a crisscross of two purple band-aids where a vampire would bite her.
Oh.
And then Taylor Lautner, famously of vampire fame,
he was
commented, "Kay, who the fuck bit you?" So
cute.
I'm really excited.
I miss True Blood. I miss Vampire Mania. Remember like when True Blood was out, it was like everything vampire?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's not my shit.
At one point, everything Brussels sprouts, and then another point, like everything vampires.
Kale.
Vampires were very in for a while.
Vampires were so in. Everything was vampire.
What do you think the next? There's zombies. Zombies have been in too.
Yeah.
Not really.
I prefer vampires to zombies. They're a little more sexual.
I was about to say vampires are sexier than zombies.
Yeah, there was that whole other show on CW. What was
Vampire Diaries?
Vampire Diaries. Yes. That was like a huge
same
show.
Time. We're on around the same time as True Blood.
And Twilight.
Twilight.
Yes.
And I feel like there were probably other vampire things.
I feel like the 2010s were like big vampire energy.
Interesting.
I wonder what that symbolizes.
But zombies were always a thing. People always had zombies.
No, but zombies became more of a thing, I think, like the late 2010s. I think it was like vampires and zombies. What do you think next? Just really fucked up humans?
Influencers. Tom Sandoval's.
Yeah.
Cheating manipulators. I don't know. Apocalypse. I think it cycles.
Okay. All right.
Mushrooms, according to The Last of Us.
Yes.
Oh.
But that's zombies.
I guess those zombies, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Fungi. Okay. Fungus. Well, anyway.
Sorry. Fungi, not mushrooms.
Yeah. Mushrooms. Well, aren't mushrooms technically?
Yeah, mushrooms. Yeah.
Are fungi.
I took a whole class in Cornell.
You also took magical a fly mushrooms. Class.
No, that was genetics.
Oh, but that it was a just lot genetics. Of flies.
No, I took a specific class called the magical something of magical mushrooms.
Did they let you try them?
No, honestly, all these Cornell classes that seem like all cool, like I also took like history of rock music.
I knew,
they were all so hard and I got like B's on them. Oh yeah, I mean,
wine tasting.
I was like, I thought I took it to get an A+, like easy A to boost my GPA. Like
nothing
what the fuck?
Nothing at Cornell was like that.
Nothing.
I mean, the wine tasting class was like famously really fucking hard. Yeah. It was like 4 hours on a Friday and like, I don't remember if that's actually accurate, but you had to like... You barely got to drink any wine and the whole time. Yeah. And the test was like you had to identify wine by your taste.
You had to buy like a fucking box kit.
Yeah.
Like that
a
was
bucket
expensive.
To spit your shit in. We took country club management.
Intro to country club management.
So if anyone needs you to manage your country clubs.
That was the most bullshit
Casa
class.
Cipriani. Maybe they need us.
There was no professor. He came on Zoom and he.
I don't remember that.
Yes. There was no professor in the class. He showed up via Zoom. They made us show up to the auditorium and they showed up on like a big projector.
I don't remember that at all.
And there was nothing. I learned nothing.
I learned a lot. I know exactly how a country club is governed now.
That is the most pretentious class I could possibly ever dream up.
Yeah, because it was in the fucking Cornell Hotel School, obviously.
I feel like it was like we took it because it was
easy. We wanted an A.
And it was also like only one day a week, I think. That was another reason.
Oh, were classes is there like less than that?
Was there a test on how to exclude minorities?
No.
Well, what they call it is the charter of the club.
I don't remember one thing.
I can tell you, oh my God, I remember all of it and it is so fucked up.
Yeah.
I also took economics of the university. College rankings are also so fucked. What else? I took a bunch of things that were very interesting.
Annoying hard classes. I'm so
pissed. How to waste water on watering your golf course.
Jordana and I took, well, I took half of personal finance management.
You were never in the class.
Before I realized that I was never enrolled. And I had just been showing up.
You've just been auditing the class.
I had been literally, but you know what? I know how to budget now. So, although I don't feel like we learned anything in personal finance management.
It's hard.
Yeah. Literally, stop buying coffee, which I haven't done.
My personal finance management is just like, you don't need to buy that. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
And you taught
the class.
Did you happen to watch Amy Schumer's new, whatchamacallit, her stand-up?
Emergency Contact.
Had a great promo.
Great promo. It's on my weekend plans, so not yet.
So I watched it. There were funny parts. She had a really funny, thing about Hilaria Baldwin, which she is like very, very fascinated by. And it was just funny to watch her discuss it.
What did she say?
I don't want to ruin the joke. Remember, I can't, you know, we're not allowed to do that.
What was she talking about?
I thought just how many fucking kids she has and how she pretended to be Spanish and how she
a whole shtick.
How she went to like Mallorca and she really wanted to pretend to be from there. You really got to see it.
Yeah.
But I enjoy Amy. She was funny. I thought her comments on childbirth were actually some of the funniest, to be honest.
Oh, I got to watch it.
Yeah.
I found the promo for it really funny. She basically calls all her celebrity friends and asks if they want to be her emergency contact. And one of the funniest was Larry David. Like when she gets to Larry, it was just, he didn't say it. Like he just had something in his teeth and it was just, he was hysterically laughing at her. I don't know. It was really.
His teeth were all green because he was drinking a juice. So he's like, my teeth are all green.
I don't know why. It was just funny because I didn't expect her to call Larry David. Anything unexpected to me is hilarious.
She calls really, really good people. And
yeah.
Larry David drinks like green juice.
Oh yeah, he's like a health nut.
He's health watch.
Really,
yeah.
I feel like on the Larry David
so
on
many
Curb
comments about Larry that on Curb.
The Larry David on Curb, I feel like would be like think it was like bullshit.
No. Larry David on Curb is a health nut.
Yeah, he's like constantly talk. Yeah. Doesn't he always like talk about how little food he needs to eat? And he's like he's like intense.
Yeah, Larry David's not like a man for food.
Yeah, he doesn't like food. He doesn't want to eat it.
I definitely didn't get the vibe that he was a huge foodie.
So anti his personality.
Yeah.
Doesn't she like go into the whole like it doesn't make any sense that she has a thick Spanish accent. She's from Boston. And then Hilaria, I mean, reading about, you know about Hilaria. She says that she lived there for a while, but then she came back. Living here will remove that accent. She keeps
She never
it.
Had an accent.
Okay,
it's
but
fake.
I get it. Okay, like if you spend a lot of time in like fucking London, like you spend there years,
you might pick up some
years,
words,
you start to like speak with the way in which they might speak. But if you come home for 5 years. Right. You will lose it. It's not like all of a sudden, though, you're coming and you're having all your children and you're naming them like fucking Kit and Rupert. Like,
what like did Amy Schumer call names. Them? Like, Jamon?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. She didn't Croquette even go there flamenco. For five. I don't think she went for 5 years even. Like, I don't think she ever went for that extended of a period of time.
She
says
her parents live there. She yeah, lived there.
No, they retired to there. They don't live there. They were on the Mayflower.
But she, her punchline, though, I read about this, is really about the shooting, right? Like, she brings that up.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I'm excited to watch it.
It's good TV weekend viewing.
She was also on Watch What Happens Live. That was so fucking entertaining to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Because she went in on everybody and...
She went in on people lying about Ozempic.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she said she tried it, whatever. But I thought... The best was her all her takes on Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Because it was just like hearing Amy Schumer. Apparently Jennifer Lawrence is coming and talking about all of it. She's a big Bravo fan.
She was in the emergency contact promo video as well.
Yeah. She was the first one.
Did you guys watch the Grey's Anatomy actresses, Ellen Pompeo?
I saw there was Ellen a thing where she was talking about
and Katherine Heigl talking about whatever.
I saw how she was talking about how her kids use the phrase like pick me
oh,
girls.
That was so funny.
And how she was like, actually, like that came from like me. Pick me, choose she's like, me, love me.
She's like, my daughter was saying how bad it is to be a pick me girl. And she's like, what?
They're all,
I'm pretty sure they're the original pick me girl.
I saw one clip that was like someone came up to her and was like, oh, my daughter's a huge Grey's fan. Can she say hello? And she was like, okay. And the girl comes up to her. She goes, oh, are you Izzy's mom? Like, Izzy.
That was so funny.
Yeah, but wait, so what did you think of it? Was it good?
Yeah, I thought it was like cute. But the pick me thing was what I was going to talk about too, which I think I kind of agree. I think the pick me phrase is like, I don't like it at all.
What do you not like about it?
I don't like that it's like meant to be like, if you say anything negative about any woman at all, then you are a pick me girl. I feel like
is that
that's sort
it
of
is?
The.
I don't even know what pick me girl means.
It means that you like say things so that guys will like you.
I do think that is a thing, but I don't think that has to mean if you say something negative about other women that you're the pick
well,
me.
Someone called me a pick me girl.
You?
She's mad.
I'm going to address this and then I'm going to Irish
exit.
Where
did they call
you that? In the reviews of this podcast for saying. For saying that Taylor Swift has releasing the same album, which she is.
Okay.
You're being called all
songs. I don't think that makes me a pick me girl.
I don't think this is she been sitting on this all episode?
This is how she gets into it. She first talks, have you guys seen Katherine Heigl and what's her name?
Okay.
This is my intro.
Nice
this is my intro. But I would just like to clarify because I saw two reviews angry at me about the Taylor Swift thing. I'm a big Taylor Swift fan. Love her album. Red, really? Totally.
Taylor Swift fans don't like when you claim to be a fan unless you're like obsessed, only pro her. I face this problem as well, so I understand.
I am not only pro anything.
I know.
I think everything can be criticized. Taylor Swift can be criticized. She's great. She can both be great and
criticized.
Have released the same albums. That she did 10 years ago.
So and why
she,
are you
two
a pick me?
Can be true.
Why are you a pick me girl? You're saying, but this has nothing to do with guys.
I think it's
you're trying
like,
to make a controversial opinion.
Okay,
I
think
to be unique.
Okay, I think
so that men will like me.
No.
So
I don't think
who don't listen to the show will like you.
I don't think people mean pick me, and I don't think you're a pick me girl for saying this.
Here, I'll read you the review. The subject
she seemed it and favorited it.
The subject is justice for Taylor. The Taylor Swift hate from Jordana is giving misogynistic pick me girl energy, and I'm not even a crazy Swift defender. Hating on something popular doesn't make you cool. Thought we left that energy with the early 2000s.
Okay,
I guess that's what I'd like to bring back from years past.
Okay, what I think people use as pick me, I think like we assume, oh, it's a pick me, men want to pick me. But I think that people have started to use it to mean a girl who wants to be, quote, not like other
or
girls.
Like to stand out.
Not necessarily to men, but in general. Uh-huh. Or just in any moment. And also like, I feel, okay, honestly, I feel
to
like
to make a controversial
me,
opinion to stand
me,
out.
I do feel that a pick me has to be an overarching quality. Like you have to do it all the time. Like I don't think one opinion can make you a pick me girl. I think that like it has to be like your general way. Are you trying to get picked all the time or by everybody, you know?
I think it's specifically in reference to men, though.
It can be, but it means more. It means, honestly, it is in reference to men, but I actually think the quality is more offensive to women because it's like, not a girl's girl is the pick me girl. Like, right. I think it's what we used to say is like a girl who like pretends to like sports and drink beer is a pick me girl. Now it's sort of like broadened.
Okay.
Because of social media. That makes sense.
Pick me, guys. Choose me. Love me. Write me a nicer review than that.
I think she's going to get a good DMs. Review.
I got a few DMs that were like, that people agreed with me, but no one wrote it in the reviews.
Okay, well,
so if you agree, write it in the reviews.
If you disagree that Jordana is a pick me girl and you want to support her personality, please leave us a 5-star review.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
All right, let's talk about The Idol.
Okay, tell me about The Idol because I've been seeing it everywhere. I have not gotten to watch it, but I do feel that I've been an observer of the discourse.
There's only been 2 episodes.
Okay, so I'm not that far behind.
It stars Lily Rose Depp and The Weeknd. What's his name?
Abel.
The show is co-created by the guy who made Euphoria and The Weeknd. Abel. Weeknd. I can't use the E.
The Weeknd.
Weeknd.
That's what I'm going to call him.
The Weeknd.
He doesn't have an E, so it's The Weeknd.
All right. The show was like promoted like very sexy. So you know what you're getting into. It's like super sexy, gritty show. Has a great cast, like Gene Adams, Hank Azaria, the guy from...
Is it true what they said about my opinion?
And he plays an Israeli guy, Chaim.
Oh,
and so he has an accent, and I think of you every time he speaks.
Oh, good.
The girl, I can't remember everybody's name, but this girl from that... Did you ever see that movie, The Shiva?
Yeah, Rachel Sennett.
She's great in it. She plays her assistant.
Shiva Baby,
that was a great movie. What's his name? Dan Levy. So, cast is great.
Wouldn't it be funny if in the previews, instead of putting up their names, it was like, what's his name? The guy.
That's how my brain just fully works.
That should be what the title cards say.
The cast is great around, like the supporting cast. There's also a lot of like younger people who are like, there's this one girl who's like a YouTuber, she's like a dancer, and she's really good. People like her.
Chloe is crazy.
No. She's not in it. No, she's not in it.
No?
She's from SNL. She's not a YouTuber.
She isn't everyone.
Well, whatever. Right. She's not like a dancer from YouTube.
I mean, I don't know what all her skills are. She could be a triple threat.
Whatever.
Maybe Chloe's Crazy did a video, a parody of it.
I think
and
she
that's
did.
What I'm thinking of.
This is what she did. Okay, so I wanted to really like it. And I think that the scenes with... So people are hating it. And especially there was this like one really fucked up scene in the last episode where... It's just
we're not going to describe it.
I'm not going to describe it.
And there's an HR department.
But it's very porny and it's not in a good way. But the whole thing, I think, like, the whole thing is about her. She's like this pop star who like kind of lost her way. You realize in this last episode she loses her mom. She's very down. She doesn't like the music that she's coming out, but she actually is a talented singer and performer. But she's kind of lost, like, the industry has turned her into this thing that she doesn't quite like.
Like Lin's Law.
And she's lost her way a bit. And The Weeknd is this creep club promoter. He's supposed to be creepy. He, like, has a, she says, oh, you have a rat tail. I've never hooked up with a guy with a rat tail. That's what she says. He's, like, supposed to be creepy and, like, is taking advantage of her. Okay, so that's sort of the premise. But it goes, like, so quickly into that. There's, like, very little character development with The Weeknd. And the show feels, like, very, like, it's glorifying him, even though he's supposed to be a loser. Like, he defends that scene. I read about it. That, like, he's, like, he's pathetic. He's supposed to be a loser. It's not supposed to be sexy. It's, we're not trying to make it sexy. But it, that's not how it's filmed. Like, it's filmed like it's supposed to be sexy. Like, the way in which they show it is very, like, non... It's uncomfortable to watch, not because you're supposed to feel like he's a loser, but it's uncomfortable to watch because you feel weird because he made the show.
Right.
Like, that's why I felt weird watching it. And he's, like, playing this guy who's, like, in this position of power, like, over this young girl. Who, by the way, every scene with Lily Rose Depp, I love. And I don't know if that's controversial opinion or whatever, but
to like
she,
her.
To like think, because I hear there's like bad acting, but I like when she's in it. I think the story, she's really actually kind of good. I mean, like, she smokes so many cigarettes. It's so funny. Like, her outfits are absurd. But I like her in the show. And I love like Jane Addams. I love all the supporting cast. But every time The Weeknd's on the screen, it like hurts me.
Really?
It hurts my insides and it makes it hard to watch. And I feel like part of it is because he made the show. And it makes it feel creepy.
Like, he's not just acting. He is acting out a fantasy.
Yeah. He plays a creep. Admittedly, he plays a creep. He's not supposed to be like this good guy who's taking advantage of her, but he immediately takes advantage of her sexually. All of a sudden, she's like into him. That's also very, like, why would she all of a sudden be into this like club owner rather than like this like pop? You know what I mean? But anyway.
Would I like it?
It's like a hard show to watch.
So then maybe not?
It's a little bit disturbing. But then there are really funny moments when it comes to like the commentary about the industry. Like,
I like that.
I love. That's what I love. Like, it's about this pop star who's like lost and she's like all of her people are people she pays.
Right.
And she lives in this home which by the way is The Weeknd's home. He's using it
as his actual house.
It's his actual home. That's what it says.
Well, it's
like
cheaper.
It's after the HBO show.
Okay. Even though it sounds bad, you're actually making me want to see it to see what's going on. Like, uh-huh. I gotta check out what's going on. But
I have to say the script during that like porn-y scene was just so fucking poorly written and embarrassing. Like, it was just, and again, his defense is that it's supposed to be discussed, like, it's not supposed to be sexy, but then why film it like that?
Well, you know what people say about Sam Levinson? Euphoria creator?
Yeah, what?
That he's, like, kind of a difficult person to work with in that way, and that he can be... feel a little bit inappropriate in how he treats the actors.
Feels that way watching.
I mean, you've seen Euphoria. Like, yeah. I think there have been comments about how the set experiences. I
just know the thing
Barbie Ferreira.
Yeah.
Right. But I think that was like one thing that happened amongst, like, he wanted it to be her storyline to be like degrading, and Barbie Ferreira wanted her storyline to be empowering you could like, talk about something to debate.
Yeah.
And that he wanted it to be like fully just kind of degrading. And I think that like that is sort of the reputation that he directs out these things that he's saying they're art, but they're actually, you know, kind of a wish fulfillment almost more than art. So I think that that's kind of the sense I'm getting from it. I will watch it, but that is what I've read. And what you're saying about it being Sam Levinson, I have a feeling that is...
Yeah.
Because if he's the leader, The Weeknd isn't like an expert movie or showrunner. So I don't think he's thinking of like, let me make this show where like I will. You know.
It doesn't. It kind of. And okay, fine. To be fair, you're right about like, there's also the other guy who makes the show, and I'm putting it on the weekend.
Well, he is the lead, and then the weekend
help. Like, if he was just an actor in this, I would be like, okay, I feel like this is just a bad show.
Well, Sam Levinson probably needed someone. But now
I have another
someone.
Level of creepiness because, I don't know, like, I just, you feel so bad for Lily Rose Depp's character.
Well, there's a reason
and
that.
It's on purpose.
But there's a reason that, like, these two said, oh, made it to an end stage of creative collaboration. Like, yeah. I'm sure if this concept, the concept came to life because of both of them.
Yeah.
So, like, whether it's one leading the other or yeah. whatever it is, like, either way, Sam Levinson is the one who knows how to fulfill a show contract with HBO. So he's making it.
Yeah.
And The Weeknd could have been probably replaced with a different person who would have had maybe a slightly different vision for a show, but yeah. it would have still been the same.
Right. My comments about, like, the way the show just goes, like, right into this shit is, like, fully based on, like, poor storytelling. Like, not enough character development or, like, context around, like, why she would just suddenly be attracted to him, knowing that he's supposed to be this pathetic loser, as The Weeknd says, outside of the show. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. Why would all of a sudden she be, like, so into this, his, like, vision for her? She doesn't even know. It's just all, like, fucked up. I don't know.
That's what people's...
But I like her in it. I really like... I like 50% of the show, and I like her in it, and it just kind of makes me feel... But she's mesmerizing to watch. And I think she also looks exactly like Kate Moss, and then you realize that's not her mom.
Oh, yeah.
It's not her mom, but she looks kind of exactly like her, and it's really weird, but she's very mesmerizing to watch because of her, like, facial features. She's just, like, her outfits. She's just kind of... And she's supposed to be this pop star who's, like, highly sexualized. But it seems like she's owning that sexuality, but it's kind of clear that they're pushing her into that.
And I think that's the
most interesting part. But
well, it's interesting that you say that because that is the criticism of Sam Levinson, that he just, like, write, like, that it's not about the character development or the storytelling. It's yeah. just kind of like scenes of
yeah,
showing it. But no, I'm Shock. Excited to watch it. You're making it sound interesting, even if just so I can, like, know what people are saying about yeah. it and, like, observe that for myself.
You would really enjoy the supporting cast, okay. like everybody. It's really good. And the way in which they talk at length, like, that part really excited me about the show. I was like, this is the kind of show I like. They're talking at length about, like, funny controversies Perfect. On Twitter Perfect. About her. Don't let her in. Her assistant, like her manager, her PR person, the record label, the guy who like owns Live Nation, the CEO of Live Nation. That part was really good. But the anytime The Weeknd's on it, like, really hurts to watch.
Okay, so I'll watch and report back. This storyline reminds me actually of, remember 2 weeks ago when I shared the first Specialist Society book? Did you read it, The Daydreams?
No, yeah, I'm halfway in.
Doesn't it kind of remind you of that a little bit? Anything you've read?
No, because that's like about like high school children and it doesn't feel as exploity as this.
As HBO.
No, just it feels like, it just feels bad.
Okay, well, maybe I'm not as good at segueing unnaturally as Jordana is because I was going to bring up the next book, the next Bachelor Society book.
Did you guys watch Katherine Heigl?
Okay, I also have a prediction. Katherine Heigl is going to make a comeback.
I think so, too.
Okay, I think so you heard her first.
I think people are giving her like, oh, she, it was all about how she was a mean person on set when it really wasn't. Like, I read about that.
They just didn't like her because it's you need a woman to villainize. But anyway... You may not get the facts here, but you will get predictions, and that is one of ours. You also get a book recommendation. So our second Bachelor Society book has been chosen. I love this book. It's actually probably one of my – it could end up being my favorite of the year.
Oh, what?
Of this year. It's called Everything's Fine.
Uh-huh.
It's by a woman named Cecilia Rabess. And basically, it's like the vibe is kind of like an anti-rom-com.
Uh-huh.
So she
– Like how?
Okay, so you have a black woman who graduates college. She's like 21, 22, obviously. Uh-huh. She goes to work for Goldman Sachs. And one of the guys on her desk is a guy who she knew in college, who was like imagine like a waspy frat guy who like is from Connecticut. And, you know, and they were kind of like, they were in classes together and they would kind of like spar, but they weren't like friends. They didn't really know each other. So, okay, they obviously recognize each other when they get to work. And he's like, you know, socially liberal, fiscally conservative. And she's like the only Black woman on her desk. Uh-huh. And she's like having to navigate, you know, being in that position. And he ends up kind of like helping her and like they have like really good chemistry and like they form a relationship. But then, you know, obviously I'm not giving anything away because that's kind of the point. It's like then they deal with the ins and outs of having to navigate all those differences. And it's just like really, really, really on point writing, like really observational. And the relationship is like, because you like want it, but you don't want it, but you still are like really, really interested to see what happens. And it's like if you're going, you know, quarter life crisis vibes, it has that. And it just feels really good to, you know.
It sounds good.
To see how.
What's it called again?
It's called Everything's Fine.
Everything's Fine.
Which, you know, it is.
Not everything is.
Everything's fine. And yeah, I mean, it just really goes through the quarter life crisis vibes. Very, it just nails them perfectly.
Okay.
And I loved it. So follow the Betch Lit Society on Instagram. Sign up for the newsletter. The link is in the bio, as they always are. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm really excited.
Love it.
You should. I now you have to finish the daydreams. Every week I'm going
to I have
be
to finish
like,
the daydreams. Okay, who are we sending to the Caymans? Can I please send
The Weeknd?
Abel?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
There's like, no one else who I care to
I'm
send.
Sorry. That scene was just really, really difficult to watch.
Okay, we can send him. I feel safe sending him.
Yeah.
Should we send a reviewer somewhere luxurious?
Like, yes. We're setting up a girls trip here because we're going to read two reviews. Where are we sending them? Hypothetically, allegedly, this is not a real trip.
Where do they want to go? They can go to Casa Cipriani.
Yeah, they can go meals
take
on us.
Pictures.
Okay, hi, girl. Yeah, go have, don't take pics and have a drink on or have a whole
meal
on us.
We'll be there, hypothetically.
Yeah. This dream world. Always a favorite. She writes, she's Jay with a lot of numbers. She goes, hi, girls, drinking a really good cold brew, so I'm in a good mood. I love that. Thank you for making me literally LOL for so many years. You three are so sharp and real and legitimately keep me informed. I mean, it sounds ridiculous that we're reading these things that are just compliments to us. I'm actually from Great Neck, but haven't lived there since I was 18. And it feels like I am just talking with my friends from home when I listen to the pod. I can go on and on about my favorite moments, but I'll leave it there.
Maybe we should go to Daruma. I love that place.
Daruma in Great Neck.
There's Vasa too.
There's a really good restaurant now in Great Neck. And I can't remember what it is, but it's like a Mediterranean tapas place. And I cannot remember what it's called, but
well, that's
it
where you
good.
Get all the good recommendations here.
It was good.
Well, okay. I wanted to read this one specifically because Jordana's gone. Sprocket Loves Ruby says, I'm obsessed with these ladies. I don't even watch the shows they discuss. Look at this. Look at that. Everyone should take a note. Though I'm starting Succession just so I can keep up. I fell in love with Aileen and Sammy. Oh my gosh. I'm reading this because, you know, lucky us, which is also my daughter's name.
What, Sammy?
I'm assuming because it is in the parentheses next to my name. Okay. Unless her daughter's name is Aileen Ann Sammy.
Good name.
And their vulnerability on DST. And since binging the show, I now love Jordana just as much.
Oh,
Jordana.
So cute.
I'm sorry you made your Irish exit. They are so fun and thoughtful to listen to. They are just the girls I need when I'm on maternity with my twin girls.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, that's why I wanted to give her the shout out because
she's listening on maternity.
What? Imagine like listening on maternity and you're like, oh my God, I got a shout out on this podcast.
Yes.
I now can, your breastfeeding supply comes in and you're just, you know, you're just, everything's lovely.
I hope everything is lovely. Well, that is it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen. You can follow Sammy at Sammy. You can follow Jordana at Jordana Abraham. And be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. And be sure to give us a 5-star review. We can give you a shout out. We'll send you to the place you want to go. You can even tell us where you want to go, hypothetically, in the review. Your dream place. That would be fun too. I want to know what people's dream, like, hypothetical place that they want us to hypothetically send them to.
Yeah. Like,
first
that
class,
could be way more
hypothetically.
Fun.
And just leave us a review, subscribe, do all those things. And we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast. At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Picot, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.